Healthcare was one of a very short list of industries in Arizona that weren't crushed by the Great Recession. And although the state continues to struggle through shortages of physicians and nurses, there's little doubt the overall realm of healthcare continues to be a vital and powerful one here. Every year, Phoenix Magazine publishes its top docs issue to let readers know the best general physicians and specialists around the valley. This year's edition also features an article on who doctors go to when they have their own health problems. Phoenix Magazine's editor-in-chief Craig Outier is with me to talk about it. Craig, this is clearly one of your most important issues, but how do you make sure it's reputable and the doctors aren't just basically advertising themselves?
Well, the basic standard is that we do this vote, and only physicians vote. So it's not open to laymen, for instance, or you and me, or even educated laymen. It's actually just for the doctors. And once we compile the votes and do our cutoffs, in terms of who gets on the list for which specialty, we go and we check their names against the medical board list, which is open to the public, actually. You can go on their website and enter a doctor's name. You can get the doctor's license number and, where they went to school, where they did their residency. I mean, it's really actually pretty useful. And if they ever had a board action against them. And if they have in the last, our kind of threshold is 5 years. If they've had a board action within the last 5 years, we take them off for that particular year. And we've had doctors who have kind of, got voted on, we took them off because of the board action, then 5 years elapse and they get on again. I think that's reasonable. So, yeah.
And it's not just the list. I mean, there's some really interesting stories. And one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you is about how doctors go to other doctors. And doctors have health problems too.
Yeah.
Doctors want to go to someone good. How did this idea get sparked?
We've always fought against the perception that this list, and this year there are 557 doctors on it. That's about 5% of the total population of practicing physicians in the valley, was for sale in some sense, like they could buy their way onto the list. So, we can say that as much as we want. Of course, people are unconvinced. And then the other criticism is that it's just a popularity contest. Doctors vote for, the people in their practice, or the people they like. And that criticism has a little bit of credibility because doctors who promote themselves and are out there shaking hands and talking and exchanging ideas, I think, do have an advantage. But ultimately, doctors are a pretty, self-serious bunch, pretty moral bunch. They want to vote for doctors they feel good work. They want to steer patients towards good outcomes. Mm-hmm. So at one of the, we have a party at the end of the issue. We invite some of the doctors who made the list. And you get to see them in an interesting setting. They are shaking hands. They're talking. And I met two doctors who had an interesting relationship, not just a professional one, but also a personal one, a patient-doctor relationship. One is a dermatologist, and then the other is a fertility specialist. And the fertility specialist helped the dermatologist help turn her partner conceive. They were having trouble conceiving a child. I thought, wow, that's an amazing story. It really shows doctors in a different place, as patients. So I've been wanting to do this feature for a while. We wanted to go out and find doctors who had cancer, who had heart issues. And it was interesting because there's, the HIPAA consideration. Doctors usually will never, disclose information about their patients unless the patients are okay with it. In this case, the patients happen to be doctors too.
Did you know what you were looking for? Did you feel like, okay, this needs to have the expertise. It needs to have the extra physician knowledge, but there also has to really feel like this could have happened to any patient.
Yeah, we're all laymen here. And that's one of the things about talking with doctors is that, and usually they're pretty good about that. They know how to talk to patients. Patients are laymen. So, they're pretty well schooled in that part of it. So finding a writer who was able to get the human side of the story was more important to me than the science side. I mean, the science side will, we can fix that in post-op, so to speak. You know how to do that. You're going to fix this interview in post-op. We're both surgeons, you and me, Steve. So that was a big challenge, is to kind of portray these stories as narratives that, hook people. And then it shows also that these doctors aren't, they get sick. They have friends who are physicians who get sick. They know the doctors that they go to.
Well, there was even one, Craig, that I wanted to find, the sports medicine doctor,
yeah,
Kearney. I love the quote that's in there, which is he had heart issues.
Yeah.
And I think for me, the biggest takeaway is the things that I think matter to me as a doctor don't matter to me as much as a patient.
That the idea that as a patient, he wasn't listening to his inner doctor or vice versa. I mean, he was a guy who was running, marathons. He was training for a triathlon with his wife. He'd get heart pain every time, but he didn't go see a doctor about it. I mean,
Training for a triathlon.
Right. I mean, that's exactly the kind of stories you always hear from doctors. But his doctor wasn't hearing it. His inner doctor was only, you know, had that healthy denial we all need to have on a day-to-day basis to get through life. But, I mean, if your heart's hurting, you probably should go see somebody.
Yes.
So I think that the idea is that it made him a better doctor and that he could see really what it was like to have a catastrophic health thing in front of him. And how he dealt with it probably would help him communicate with patients on that level going forward. So.
And that is Craig Outhier, editor-in-chief of Phoenix Magazine. Craig, good to see you. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve.